This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We've got the man of the hour coming up by popular demand. Dan Watson will be coming to you live and in person. He, of course, is the gentleman behind thelubepage.com, and always enjoy his visits with us. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Now, let's go to not that far from where I am at in the Orlando area, Florida. It's my pleasure to welcome back the CEO, the man behind thelubepage.com, Dan Watson.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's good to be back for another visit to Auto World Radio. You do quite a job with a number of hours over the weekend on Auto World Radio, and it goes all over the country, so I would imagine that the name Bob Long and Auto World Radio is pretty well recognized with car enthusiasts all over the country, so I'm just delighted to have an opportunity to be on the show.
Well, thank you, my friend. That was a very nice thing for you to say. Hey, I'm curious. I know last week we spent a little bit of time talking about becoming an AMSOIL dealer, starting your own business. I was wondering if you got any responses during the week.
Well, it's been positive. I have about, I have three certified, if you will, signed up new dealers interested in doing this AMSOIL business, and I'm just delighted that they've come through this visit, if you will, on Auto World Radio and letting people know the opportunity. So I just remind people again that that call is still out there. That's just a wonderful growing business that many people have gotten involved to, especially if you're one of the car enthusiasts listening. I mean, to be a perfect guy. We still need more dealers. So if you have an interest in that, folks, just go to thelubepage.com, and you'll find some information there about the opportunity, and all you got to do is drop me an email or request information via that website, and I'll be glad to give you all the ins and outs. And as I always tell everybody when it comes to that, hey, I'm here to help you if that's what you want to do. If that's not what you want to do, then I haven't got any less respect for you than I had before we started, because many people find having your own independent business that you begin to develop as a challenge and a rewarding thing. Other people wouldn't do it in 100 years. So that's all up to the person and what their interests are. Just try to provide the information and be the facilitator if that's what they want to do. So I invite you to take a look at the income opportunities and get in touch with me, and we'll go from there. And some folks that have done it, they're off and running. So I look forward to anybody else that's interested in that opportunity.
That's great, and I'm very, very pleased to see that people are taking a part of the show and your advice and translating it into a new business, because if you start part time, it's just a wonderful way to get your feet wet, your toes wet, and then as your business grows, you can perhaps get away from that grind, because my wife has a grind, and many people listening have that daily grind.
Well, you know, Bob, some of the best financial advisors in the country, they tell people that if you are feeling the stiff bite of paying too much in income tax, personal income tax, you need to consider operating a sideline business, not only for the money that that business might generate, but many of the things that would have in the past just been to you a personal expense, many of those things now become related to your business, and they may in fact become tax deductible. So you're not doing anything wrong. You're just taking advantage of the tax provisions that are made for bigger corporations and bigger businesses, and you're just taking advantage of what was offered to them to use in the business that you start. And so a lot of folks, when they first start a business like this, find that their tax savings that they can create right off the bat are enough to make it worthwhile to start it, much less if they start actually really building that business and making money through it, which is what I would propose, is take the tax breaks as just a bonus and get into the business and have some fun of being the American entrepreneur. Americans know how to get into things, build businesses, succeed in what they do from their own wit and their own sweat, and become successful at what they do. Something we're good at that a lot of the rest of the world kind of lags behind in is that individual spirit of entrepreneurship. So, hey, join the club. It's a lot of fun, and I will promise you that you just have to work hard. That's what you have to do. It's no cakewalk. Mm-hmm. You have to go and do something, be active, and get with it. But the rewards will be tremendous when you see your own sweat produce results. And those results are directly dependent upon how much you put into it.
That's great advice. So anybody out there on the fence, don't hesitate to call Dan and ask him a few more questions, or if you have a particular situation and you need Dan's advice, he is so easy to find via email as well as directly by phone. He might have to call you back if he's an awful busy guy.
Yeah, that's a fact. Please leave the message. I always, always return calls, but sometimes I'm either on one or two. I have 3 lines in here, and then I have 2 different cell phone lines, so sometimes they're all busy. So, you know, that's the way I want it to be. I'd like to be busy. It was said by a guy who was incredible about building businesses and things, always said, you really don't hesitate to approach the person who says they're too busy, because people that are really busy are the ones who are the most successful at taking on something new. Because they know how to juggle the balls, they know how to stay focused, they know how to get things done, even when they're busy. So busy people are successful people.
And with all the experience that you've had as an AMS oil dealer, more than 25 years worth of lubrication experience, combined with your work in the Navy as a nuclear engineer, propulsion engineer, and the fact that you've grown your own business to be one of the largest and most successful in all of North America, definitely, I think, more folks should give Dan a call this coming week.
Well, it's one of the cautions that I tell people, Bob, and it's really true, is that if you're going to become an AMSOIL dealer, you be real careful about who you become an AMSOIL dealer under. Because once you get set into what we call a line of dealership, it's very hard to move yourself. So make sure that the dealer who's going to sponsor you can actually show you that he's going to support you, provide training, provide coaching, provide all the things that you need to make a business successful.
Excellent. And the man is Dan Watson. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. When we come back on the other side, we got a question from Curtis. And we'd love to hear a question from you at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hey, thanks so much for being here. I so appreciate it. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, it's my honor to be bringing you the best guests in the business, and we have one with us right now. His name is Dan Wilson and Dan Watson, and of course, we're talking about oil as we do with Dan every week at this time. I've learned a whole lot. So don't forget, his email. It's very simple. Just his name, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Curtis writes, I've enjoyed your radio talks. Question regarding GDI and intake valve problems. I hear that that's a very common one these days.
Yes, it is. And he goes on to ask, he says he's got the buildup on the intake valves comes primarily from the crankcase vapors through the positive crankcase. He's telling me this, which he's just, and I know this, but I'll go ahead and read what he says. He says, is there an advantage or disadvantage of using synthetic versus petroleum-based oil? Will there be more or less buildup on the intake valves of the gasoline direct injected engine with full synthetic oil? If this has already been answered, he says, could you please point me in the direction of that answer? Can't seem to find an answer on the internet. Well, it's a good question because this is something that we take a couple minutes and talk about for our listeners because everybody's not familiar particularly with this change, Bob. So in general technology, automotive technology, our listeners know that we had originally carbureted engines where we had Jetson carburetors that injected the fuel into the stream and one of what we called a barrel in the carburetor, and the air came whistling down through there and picked up the fuel, and it became a mixed air-fuel mixture, went into the intake manifold and down to the intake valve, and it sucked into the cylinder and takes part in the combustion process for the internal combustion engine. That was the original, what we call conventionally aspirated engine, meaning it's carbureted, okay? And then we come forward, and they got some better control of this by doing what they called a throttle body injection. That was just almost like another type of carburetor, because what you had was an injector that was in an intake body, throttle body it was called, so that this thing now metered the fuel into the air and the air came down through that. And again, it took it, in that case, out to the through the intake manifold and be sucked into whichever cylinder was calling for new fuel and air. So you go from carburetor to throttle body injected, and then we went to multi-port fuel injected, which meant that we actually put a little injector in each one of the intake manifold pipes that went down to the intake valve for the cylinder. So if you had a V8, you had 8 injectors, hence it was called a multi-port fuel injection. Well, over meantime in the diesel world, they were over there working on what they call direct injected, meaning that the injector actually, like the spark plug, sits in a gasoline engine cylinder. The spark plug screws down in and the tip of it is in the cylinder. Well, direct injected gasoline engines, you have an injector that screws in, and it is actually, the tip of it is inside or into the combustion chamber. So the fuel now is going to be injected not with the air, but directly into the cylinder. Okay, so that's called direct injection. Gasoline, they call it gasoline direct injected because that's a new thing in the gasoline market, whereas over in the diesels, they just call it an injector because it's always been direct injected into the cylinder. Now, what happens is when you go to that direct injection system, one of the problems you have is that we have always used different kinds of chemical cleaners to put in with the fuel that comes in through the intake manifold, whether multi-port or throttle body or even carbureted. And that cleaning chemical that's in that fuel comes in across the backside of that intake valve. So if there's any carbon or buildup that's taking place on that seat of the intake valve, the chemical coming in with the fuel would clean it. So, look at that. It's cleaning my intake valve, and I get a good seating action. But we're not putting fuel through the intake manifold anymore. We're putting it directly into the cylinder through a direct injection system, meaning that no fuel comes in through that air. So all of a sudden, I'm not cleaning the backside of that valve. I'm not cleaning the seat anymore with the chemical cleaners that would be in gasoline or that I could add additionally. So what this gentleman is asking is a good question. The real source of that buildup on the backside of that valve, the valve seat, comes from oil vapor. I'd say, well, where's the oil vapor coming from? Well, when oil runs at elevated temperatures, some of it creates a vapor. And when that vapor is inside the engine, we have this system that we call the positive crankcase ventilation system. Think about that term, positive crankcase ventilation. What it means is if there's any pressure starts to build up in the crankcase, it will be vented through this system. Well, where does it go? It goes up into but if you've ever noticed it, people that I'm talking to on the air here, there's a little hose that goes up right into the breather of the engine. So a lot of times you'll even have a little filter to catch some of the oil vapor before it gets all the way in and is sucked down through into the intake manifold of the engine for air. Well, so here's the question. Which oil produces the most vapor and which oil produces the least amount of vapor? Well, a high-quality synthetic engine oil like the AMSOIL Signature Series has extremely low vaporization. So if you compare, say, a 4 or 5% vaporization rate in a certain test that's done to others, it can be 13, 17%. We're talking about as much as four times the vaporization rate for the average petroleum oil is one of these AMSOIL synthetics. So looking at that, if I think of that oil vapor is causing my problem on the backside of my intake valve, I can reduce that to minimal level, to less than 25% of what I experience with petroleum, just by running the AMSOIL Signature Series oil in that situation. Which would mean that most of these GDI companies are saying that sometimes at 50,000 to 60,000 miles, you may need what they call an upper engine cleaning. Remember the old system, Bob, they called motor vac?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, that type of system was designed to clean valves and the seats of the valves and that whole system. Well, now a similar type system is being used by a lot of dealers at, say, 60,000 miles to clean those valves. So when we come back, we'll tie all that together and make sense of it, finish that question.
Excellent. We've got another question from Tommy, and we've got room for you to get in as well. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. and you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is our very special guest. We're talking about lubrication and answering your questions. We got a great question in from Curtis, and you were about to wrap up the question that Curtis posed.
Because in this GDI engine, one of the things you have to recognize when you buy one of these, they're very powerful, they're good engines, but it looks like they're going to need some type of professional cleaning of the intake system, probably somewhere between 60 and 100,000 miles, okay? But if you were to use an AMSOIL Signature Series oil with very low vaporization in this vehicle, you might get by with that going twice as long without having to do it, and that's a big deal because it's not going to be inexpensive to do, maybe in the $200 to $300 range, somewhere in that range, to have that service done. And so if you can use an oil which will enhance the engine performance protection as well as reduce the prospects of this intake valve gumming up problem, then maybe you can take that out instead of it being 60, 70,000 miles. Maybe you'll go 120 to 140,000 miles. But the answer is to Curtis's question, yes, it makes a difference on how easily the oil will vaporize to how much oil goes into the intake and is sent down that intake. Normally it gets into the cylinder and burns. There's no problem with that, except some of it gets trapped on the backside of that intake valve. So we'll probably move on from that question now and see what Tommy had to ask.
Yep, Tommy writes, Dan, I can run a Signature 530 in my 2007 V8 Mountaineer for extra protection while towing, or will the 520 Signature I have been using do well? The specs call for 520. Will 530 harm it? I run severe gear in both axles and use AMSOIL for the tranny case now. Just wanting to find out where to find transmission service flushes for my 6R60 tranny in Seattle, Washington. Thanks much, and thanks for the great vids on YouTube. And boy, you certainly do get a lot of compliments about all the great videos you do.
Well, it's amazing, too, because I know my wife tells me I have a face for radio. So I know how I do well on the videos, that people respond to them fairly well. Okay, let's go back to his question, though, other than where he can find the service flush for his transmission, because that was answered to him, in the email back to him. But when he's asking about the 530 versus 520, this is a constant question that comes up. It comes up over and over and over and over by people. And here's the answer. You can run 530 good synthetic engine oil where you would have run 520 and probably see little if any difference. Especially, you wouldn't see any difference except a number of these engines have what's called variable valve timing. Okay? Now, you have to understand that that system uses engine oil to move what's called a phaser, which is on the end of the camshaft, in order to shift the timing of the valves from either advanced or opening early or retarded to opening late. Okay? And why do they have this variable valve timing? Because in some situations, you can really enhance the performance of an engine by doing this, because you can avoid sometimes what's called floating valve by having this type of a system, especially at high RPM. So that system, according to the manufacturers like Ford and Nissan, these guys, they're saying that you got to be careful, because if your oil is too thick, it may retard the operation of that phaser, and it won't be quick enough to adjust the valve timing fast enough to do the things that they want it to do. Here's the really cutting through the weeds on this topic. You have to be in pretty cold weather for that to be an issue, regardless of whether you're using a 5W20 or a 5W30. But remember, 5W is the winter rating. So if I have a 5W30 and I have a 5W20, they will both respond as a 5W for winter or cold weather response. So that 5W30 is going to move just as fast as that 5W20 in cold weather, because it's got a 5W rating. What I recommend for people who want to run a 30 weight oil because of heavy work or loading on an engine that has these variable valve timing and that called for 520 or 0W20, I would recommend they go to the AMSOIL Signature Series 0W30. Now they get the best of both worlds. That 0W side means it'll pump equal to or actually faster than the 5W20. And you get the better high temperature, high shear protection with the 30 weight under full load at full operating temperature. So I say stick with the manufacturer's recommendation for standard light duty use, just as driving around as a passenger car. But if you've got a pickup or a vehicle that actually is towing some weight, whether you're towing a boat or a horse trailer or a garden trailer, and you tow this thing a lot, or a small RV trailer, then you may want to step up to the 30 weight. But if you do, go to the 0W30 so that you get the best of both worlds. So that's my answer to Tommy, and hopefully to anybody else that's wondering about the restrictions of 520 versus 530.
Yeah, I'm sure that helped a whole lot of people out, because we're on so many stations everywhere from Alaska to the warm weather states. So it's been a tough winter out there, Dan. Have you seen those?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah, well, the videos coming out of the Northeast.
Oh, yeah. It's the hard thing is it's one thing to have cold weather. It's another thing when you have these blizzard conditions with, 20 inches of snow and blowing snow and ice formation, and it can really, really be difficult for you to get out of the house and go to work and go places until a couple days for that to clear and for the crews to get the roads cleared up some. It's just not easy. I mean, my wife is from Chicago, and you know, it's easier for her to understand that sometimes you just shut down. That the transportation is too hard and too dangerous, and you got to give it a couple days for you to things to clear up before you can get back out. That's why they have snow days for schools and those yep. kind of things up north, is because, hey, you're just foolish to try to drive in it. You have to take your time and wait for it to clear up some. And
we got to.
Oh, go ahead.
No, yeah, that is so true. Although I find that the media and the weather people really sometimes overhype things, but that's 2018.
So? Yeah. To them, it's like it's got to be, you know, this, oh, my God, there's going to be 3 inches of snow. Oh, my God, it's going to be, you know, -5 degrees. Yeah, this happens every
right.
year. Why are you guys so, you know, apoplectic about it? This is a normal event.
Exactly. You know? I know, it's like you're never going to see food ever again.
That's right.
You got to get out there and get that water and get that bread, because old ladies will be knocking you over in the aisle to get it. But anyway, we got a great note here from Chris. I have a 2015 BMW M4. I had one of those for a week as a test vehicle. Still remember it quite fondly. Very, very high-tech car with a carbon fiber roof. And this one's got an inline six-cylinder engine with two turbos called the S55. And he's looking for some advice on Ansel products. So when we come back, we'll finish the rest of the note here from Chris and make room for you at 855-660-4261 or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
There he is, the rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. A little secret I'll tell you about Billy. He has a lot of classic cars, and he has two homes, one near Hollywood and one in Houston, Texas. And he keeps a lot of his cars in the basement of the Peterson Automotive Museum, which is the, kind of the vault. So it's cool to go down there. No one used to be allowed, but now they do specific guided tours. So if you're ever out in LA, check that out. We're reading an email here from Chris, and once again, he's got a 2015 BMW M4. And this is the high performance, what used to be known as the 3 Series. The 2-door became the 4 Series with the S55 motor, which is an inline 6. BMW loves the inline 6 engines with twin turbos. He writes, Dan, which AMSOIL product should I use? AMSOIL's website says Eurofill SAP 5W40, but I'm not familiar with SAP requirements of this engine and BM wants to shell, that's dumping Castrol as of January this year. BMW dealer says BMW oil is 0W30. What can I do to use in the AMSOIL offering? I noticed a AMSOIL 530 and mid SAPS. It's all confusing me. He's got a lot of questions.
Yeah, well, he should. That's the problem with European auto oils. In America, we're used to just having an API certification, and we're happy with that. One shoe fits all, so to speak, but that is simply not the case in Europe. And when we talk about the SAPS rating, that is for sulfated ash and phosphorus, okay? And what that is talking about is what we put in oil for anti-wear additives, which is phosphorus and zinc. These are things that are important to maintaining wear control. Now, in Europe, they have really gotten into some intricate exhaust systems for pollution control. Okay. So what happens is they get carried. Remember in an earlier question we were talking about if oil creates a vapor, and you suck that vapor in and burn it in the engine, and that's how you get rid of it. Well, what they're talking about, this sulfated ash and phosphorus, doesn't burn. So light would go in the exhaust stream and go down and poison the catalytic converter. And this is what they're really concerned about. So in Europe, but the fact that they have several classifications of oil, there are oils that you could buy that would be really bad for that exhaust system. They have high volatility. They would just eventually poison the whole exhaust system. But there are other oils that are specifically rated to protect the exhaust system by having different levels of saps or sulfated ash and phosphorus, okay? So now, in this BMW, what BMW has done is established that this high-performance engine needs high saps. It needs a robust additive package to protect not only the engine, but to protect those turbos. So the worst thing you could do for this BMW would be to buy one of these lower saps or mid-sap type European oils, because it wouldn't have quite the protection that BMW is looking for to keep this high performance. It's a very high performance machine, with these twin turbos. Powerful engine, it runs, it's a beauty to see in operation. Now, when we look at AMSOIL, AMSOIL says, well, you know what? We're going to stick with what BMW wants, and they want a full SAP or a high SAP engine oil, okay? Now, where BMW says to use a 0W30 that they're talking about from BMW, that's interesting, because most of those 0W30s would be probably a mid-SAP type oil. And so when my experience with these turbos, okay, we'll come down to that as I explain. In Europe, they have what they call the ACEA ratings, and an A3, B3 rated oil is a high-performance oil. So we look for oils that would carry that spec, and it can be 030, 040, 530, 540, or 1040. Any one of those can carry the A3, B3 rating from Europe, all right? And that means that they're full SAP, they're ready to protect, they got everything they need. So when we come into the AMSOIL line, we could use the AMSOIL, what's called full SAPs Euro oil. That would work. That's a decent application. However, AMSOIL makes one of their original products from the we would call the Signature Series line, but they call it actually the severe duty or heavy duty oil, and it's a 10W40. From the original AMSOIL products, and this thing carries very, very high performance standards for that would match up with this. And why I recommend this oil to anybody that asks me with these engines is because it will guarantee the protection of those turbos. I've got a Euro shop that I deal with, Bob, and I am telling you right now, one of the most consistent jobs they have to do is to replace turbos on these engines where they've gone off of the warranty, and you can't, the warranty's not going to cover it. So, quite frankly, going to the dealership, it's extremely expensive to have them replaced, and going to one of these shops that will do it, they just don't charge as much. They're doing the same thing. They don't charge quite as much. And he has had a number of these vehicles with these twin turbos come in, and the turbos are worn out. And the reason is people were using an American-made oil that did not carry the A3, B3 Euro rating. And it just wore these turbos out. So I've recommended to him to use this original AMSOIL 1040 in those applications. And so far, the results have been phenomenal. Nobody's having any problem with their turbos. They seem to be just whining their lives away and not having any type of wear problems. Or when a turbo starts to wear, many times it'll make a different noise than you're used to. It'll start making a whining noise because the clearance in the bearing is changing, and it's changing the stability of the actual moving part, which, by the way, can turn up to nearly 100,000 RPM. So when you're turning those kind of speeds, any minor variation in the clearance between the two moving parts can cause a different noise or whining noise from the turbo blades. And then eventually when that looseness gets too much, the turbo blades may start to contact the stationary blades, and then all of a sudden it's over. It's all over. So expensive thing to repair, But this is, again, why I tell people, you know, you don't have to make these decisions in a vacuum. If you've got a car like this, like that was sent here to me from Chris, Chris got a good answer for me, and Chris is going to be well taken care of. And here's my point. You need to have either a very, very good, knowledgeable mechanic that you get advice from, or you can get free advice just by going to the Lube page, and you don't have to find out when you've got a $8,000 turbo repair to do on your BMW that the reason is because you've just been using an inferior oil for the past 60, 70,000 miles and the turbos are wiped out. If you use the best lubricant you can that will really protect that BMW engine, it'll be around for as long as you want the car. It'll still be purring at 500,000 miles. They're absolutely just magnificently designed and manufactured machines. They're only mistreated by people is the reason why they have turbos that wear out on them. So if you get the word and you understand what you're doing, you can have that, you can make, have that car till it's a classic BMW. Have it for 20 years and not have a turbo wear out. But if you use inferior standard API rated SN engine oil, it won't last over 50,000 miles. And a lot of change oil shops don't know that. They don't even know there is a European spec, much less how to apply it. But if you own that BMW, it's in your best interest to know that the European standards, in many cases, they have a higher standard than the than our accepted one-shoe-fits-all API rating. And my best advice here tonight before we sign off, if you own a European car, you need to make sure you know exactly the specification and that that oil is being used in your car, or else you may have future expensive problems. So I think that winds up the question, and I think we're just about out of time, Bob. So I'm just going to tell people again, free advice, all you want. It's thelubepage.com. Thelubepage.com. Go there, and you get all the free advice you want.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818.